Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The devil is real and he's going to do everything he can to destroy our lives. This is what he does. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we've got to take that very seriously. Because God has a plan of blessing, healing, health, and prosperity for our lives. And the devil is going to do just the opposite. He's going to try to steal, kill, and destroy it from us. So today I'm going to continue to discuss defeating the devil. And the Bible provides spiritual principles how to defeat him. In 1 John chapter 3 and 8, it says, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Folks, Jesus Christ is our only hope to defeat the devil. I've done a study on different religions. Most of them don't even mention the devil. And those that do, when they talk about defeating the devil, you can tell it's something he said. Because it doesn't make any sense, and of course, it's not going to work. Now, I want to talk to you heart to heart today because we're engaged in spiritual warfare that will determine our eternal destiny. Yet, most people are blind to spiritual realities affecting their lives and their futures. A survey stated 4 out of 10 Christians, 40%, strongly agreed that Satan is not a living being, but is a symbol of evil. Is right. Folks, we are dealing with things that can only be known by the spiritual revelation found in the Word of God, the Bible. So that's important to know. Look, my message is a supernatural message. We need to begin there. I'm not going to talk to you about natural things. I'm going to talk to you about things in the realm of the Spirit that impact our natural lives. Divine wisdom and direction, they are found in the pages of the Bible, and they're obtained by those who obey God's word, no one else. The Apostle Paul prayed in the book of Ephesians that God would grant Christians a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know him and the spiritual realities that exist in our world. I want you to listen to this prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 and 16. He said, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else. Not only in this world, but also in the worlds to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. Folks, Christ is not only our Savior, but God gave him authority over the devil and the entire spirit realm. And Jesus Christ has passed that authority on to us. as we accept him, as we serve God, as we obey the word of God, and as we defeat our carnal nature, and as we use the power and the authority of his name to defeat evil spirits. Listen to what he said in Luke chapter 10 and 19. He said, look, I have given you authority over all of the power of the enemy. What is so sad is we don't take that authority that he's given us. And many times we allow the devil to do whatever he's trying to do against us. Come on, repeat after me. Jesus gave me authority, not over a part of the devil's power or most of the devil's power. He's given me authority over all of the power of the enemy. Demons must obey me. If you believe the word of God, give him some praise. They must. Now, I've begun giving spiritual principles to defeat the devil. So let me briefly mention those I've talked about, and I want to add to the list. Number one, we defeat the devil through our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. See, on the cross, Jesus Christ defeated sin and Satan and all those evil rulers of the spirit realm. He did it on the cross. Colossians chapter 2 and 13. Listen to what it says. It says, God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all your sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took them away by nailing them to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. So the cross of Jesus Christ destroyed the powers of darkness against us. And all they can do now is fake it. All they can do now is try to oppose us. But folks, if you will take your rightful authority in the name of Jesus Christ, you can destroy every attack of the enemy against you. And if you believe the word of God, give God praise for that fact. Don't let the devil have his way in your life. Don't believe negative things being spoken to you. Don't let people spew out negative things. You break those words in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Don't just think people can just speak and maybe nothing will happen. Now, I told you from the beginning of the message, I'm talking spiritual talk. I'm talking from the word of God. I'm not talking just naturally. I'm talking in the realm of the spirit. Oh, by the way, God is spirit. God created the universe. The Bible says things that cannot be seen were the building blocks of what God made. So even though we can't see the realm of the spirit, it's more real than the realm of the natural. Because what we see came from what we can't see. So it's very important when you begin to get into the word of God and you begin to think critically about the supernatural, that you really understand the supernatural came first, then the natural. And it's time for us to step back into the supernatural and let God's will be done in the earth. Amen. That's what Jesus said. That's how you are to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's already being done in heaven. We want God's power in our lives. The same way his power would be released in our lives in heaven. Amen? Number two, we defeat the devil by true repentance and confession of sin. Many people are trapped by the enemy because they refuse to repent of their sins, to say, yeah, I take responsibility for that and I confess this is sin. No, you have got to confess when you're wrong. And you need to do it verbally. Proverbs 28 and 13, it says, he who covers his sins will not prosper. Whoever confesses and forsakes them will receive God's forgiveness. So that's number two. We're talking about how to defeat the devil. Number three, defeating Satan requires obedience to God and his word. You cannot defeat the devil through disobedience to God. It's impossible. In James chapter 4 and 7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and then he will flee from you. When you submit to God, you have the covering of God over your life. The presence of God comes over your life to protect you. And then all you have to do is tell the devil, no, I'm not doing that. Look, that's not God's will, way, or purpose for my life. I refuse. And the Bible says, then he'll flee from you. He will, literally, it means he'll escape. He'll escape from you. He comes to attack you, but it becomes an escape for him when he realizes that you are submitted to God's will, God's plan. Number four, defeating Satan requires divine protection. If we defeat Satan, we must have God's divine protection. And I'm going to really talk about this next time. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 18, I will build my church and all of the powers of hell will not conquer it. God wants every believer to be a part of a local church. You see, God never created Lone Ranger Christians. We are the body of Christ. We are his members. Folks, that talks about a corporate body, that talks about a group of people. We're his members. United together, there is divine protection. We defeat the enemy. And as I said, I'm going to talk about that in detail. That's going to take an entire session to talk about. So today I'm going to talk about number five. This is today's focus. To defeat the devil, don't yield to harmful soul ties. To defeat the devil, don't yield to harmful soul ties. Now, a definition of a soul tie is a strong relationship between two or more people. It relates to the influence that you allow someone over your life and your emotions. These relationships can be between a husband and a wife, relatives, close friends, clergy, work associates, and the people that you choose to submit yourself to. God will never send a relationship that conflicts with his plan, his purpose, and his protection for your destiny. Understand this. However, the devil will send people to tempt you to destroy your family, your reputation, and your future. And this is why you must establish boundaries with your relationships. Kings and presidents and highly respected pastors have fallen victim, ruined by destructive relationships.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day.
You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day.
We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas.
You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You know, there's a portion of scripture that talks about soul ties. I want to read that. And this happens to be a good soul ties. A good soul tie, it's important for you to understand that a soul tie can be good and it can be evil. God sends to us people that will bless us, mentor us, and in fact, people that will help us to fulfill his purpose, plan, and destiny for our life. The devil does just the opposite, as I mentioned. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, it talks about a soul tie that developed between Jonathan and David after David defeated Goliath. Listen to what it says. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking to King Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. That was a divine connection that God established between those two men because of both of their destinies. It says in verse 2, and Saul took him that day, that's David, and would not let him go anymore to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. We must begin to discern the relationships that God brings into our lives. Why? Why is this person in my life? Why did I hear about this person? Why am I sitting at their table? Why? What brings us back together over and over again? There are divine connections. And unfortunately, many times we don't recognize it's a divine connection. But a divine connection is anything that God is putting together. You don't even have to work at it. You don't have to work hard at it. God brings you together to fulfill his purpose, to fulfill his plan, to encourage your life. And God relationships are like a circle because it not only benefits one person, it benefits every person. Because it is a prophetic plan. Don't disconnect from divine relationships. And many people do. Because sometimes there's conflict. And it's generally not with the individual, but it's from people around or things that are happening around you saying, well, how can God mean for this to be like this and this is happening and that? What you have to discern is there anything between these two people, me and this person that says, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be with that person. You have to discern spiritually whom God is divinely connecting you with. You even have to discern the relationships that you have to cut loose from your life. Those that will take you away from God. Those relationships that will cause you to become less spiritual. You want to pray and have a prayer meeting and they want to play and have a great time. And there's nothing wrong with that, but God has you going in one direction and they're going in a different direction. You have to discern that. Some of us want to make the pieces fit together. They're not supposed to. Now, when we're talking about a soul tie, I explained it to you. It's a relationship that you actually give yourself to emotionally, where you really care about what the person thinks. In fact, you will be motivated to do what that person asks you to do, because there's a soul tie that develops between you. Now, the devil understands, and he uses the power of relationships to influence us out of God's will and plan for our lives. King David, one night, he thought he was having a one-night affair. It destroyed his family and his children. And in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and 9, when Nathan the prophet approached him and exposed his sin that he had been in for about at least 9 months, listen to the conversation in 2 Samuel 12 and 9. "Why then have you despised the word of the Lord and done this horrible deed?" And this is what he did. It goes on to say, "You have murdered Uriah the Hittite with the sword of the Ammonites, and you stole his wife. And from this time on, your family will live by the sword." That was an expression saying that many would be injured and some would be killed. In fact, as a result, his daughter was raped and two of his sons were murdered. Verse 12, God told him, "What you did secretly, I will make this happen openly in the sight of all of Israel." Then David confessed to the prophet Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Well, God forgave him of his sin, but he reaped what he sowed. Now, folks, we're talking about relationships. The devil uses two major methods to attack us. They are temptations and they are his wiles. The wiles of the devil are his plots, his plans, and his deceptive schemes to cause us to sin, leading to destruction. And they generally connect with relationships. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Soul tie relationships are connected to spiritual warfare. Always remember that. You say, "Well, isn't it wonderful that we're getting so close?" It's connected to spiritual warfare. Wherever there's a soul tie, you'll find the devil trying to enter in some way, shape, or form. Never forget that. Verse 12 continues, "We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits." Folks, disobeying God's word in a relationship will always lead to deception and heartache. Never forget that. The devil attempts to use those closest to you to behave in ways that you would never have done without their influence. I'm going to say it again. The devil knows just how faithful you are to God, so he gets the closest person to you to cause you to do something you would never normally do. He understands the power of soul ties.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 3 of Defeating the Devil, Here's How. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, "If we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us?" And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.